Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little Chicago bringing us back. Actually, that's a lot of Chicago bringing us back. That's a great song from that great band. What's that, 25 or 64? Is that right? Yeah. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me and having a great visit here with me. It's just you and me. And I'm talking about my 2010 predictions. That's right, 2010. These are the ones that I published a year ago. And I told you about them a year ago, January 3rd, somewhere around there. I told you about them. I published them that day, at least, and in my newsletter, in my newspaper column, my syndicated column. And so... what I'm doing now is I'm recapping what I said, what I predicted in those days a year ago, and then I'm also coming up with what happened, what the reality was, and seeing whether I was right or not, and coming up with my score. So here's my next prediction. Growing small business loan demand will signal Main Street recovery. Well, Main Street did recover, but not because of growing small business loan demand. So I'll tell you right off the bat, I'm taking a minus one on this one. Because I did believe that Main Street would grow. I thought that between 2 and 3% growth in the GDP and you know the stock market did pretty well. I thought that would create some loan demand, but I was wrong. And so here's what happened. The NFIB survey, small business survey, reported that loan demand reported weak loan demand through 2010. As you know, I do a lot of reporting on this with Bill Dunkelberg of NFIB and also Sam Norwood with Tatum, and basically all year long there was very little demand for loans by small business. So I missed that one. I think that may turn around again in 2011, but anyway, I missed that one in 2010. Next prediction, 2010 will not see large banks returning to small business lending. And so I got this one. And I'm sorry to say that I got this one because I wish it weren't so, but weak demand, which is I had just talked about, and the large banks own financial problems, clearing up their own balance sheets, which are a mess, which were catastrophic in some cases, and literally catastrophic for some. We lost dozens and dozens of banks in 2010, failed. But all the combination of weak demand and their own financial problems caused this prediction to come to pass. There was weak lending by big banks to small businesses, and that's a plus one. Now, the small banks... The big banks were not lending to small businesses. Small banks were lending to small businesses if they would ask them for it, but small businesses were not asking for it. So that's how you separate those three issues. So okay, let me see what I got here. I'm 3-4-4 so far. I got 2-2 in the previous segment. Now I'm 3-4-4. Here's the next prediction: the housing industry will continue to challenge the recovery. Well, as you know, foreclosures were up for the year, and national median home price declined again. If you remember, I reported on this with the Kiplinger letter with Jim Ostroff back in the fall, I think it was. We determined that prices had still fallen, were still falling. Now, I think in a few markets they picked up a little bit, but basically the median home price, and I've heard recently that home prices may have to go down another 20%. They're down about 25 to 30% from their highs right now, and I heard yesterday they may have to go another 20% nationally in order to really get things leveled out again. So okay, that's a plus one. So what is that? That's 4-5. Next prediction: the second jobless recovery in a decade will keep unemployment above 9%. At this moment in time, you might say, duh, but I bet you didn't predict that unemployment would go up in 2010. Not come down at all. A lot of people thought it would go the other way, meaning come down towards 9%, but it actually went up. In fact, in the fourth quarter, it went from, I think, 9.6 to 9.8%. So, and this jobless recovery thing, folks, this structural unemployment is really stubborn, and it's really toxic. And I'm telling you, it's real, and I don't know what we're going to do about it. It's ugly, and I'm so I've been unemployed, folks. I didn't like it, but I have been, and I know how it is. So hang in there, you guys out there. All right, next prediction. So, okay, I think that's 5 for 6. Next prediction, a new aversion to debt will stunt economic growth. A new aversion to debt will stunt economic growth. That means deleveraging, folks. The aversion to debt is deleveraging. That means people are not borrowing money. Companies are not borrowing money. Small businesses are not borrowing money. And this global phenomenon of deleveraging has become the iconic results of the Great Recession. It's real. It's there. So that's a plus one. And so that's 6 out of 7, I think it is. So far I'm doing pretty good. But hold on to your hats. Don't get too excited. Because I got some other stuff coming up that isn't so good. The last third of my predictions, I wasn't quite as accurate on, and I'm sure you'll enjoy hearing me talk about that. That's coming up in the second half of the hour. The next segment. And by the way, folks, my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out. Use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there. Thousands, literally thousands. Google says has indexed 18,000 pieces of content on our website, all about small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter, take our poll question, all that at smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'll be right back. More predictions to come.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.